Families are fun. It may be an understatement, but families can be fun. But sometimes families are more than fun. I guess we could say families are many things. Fun can be one aspect of being in a family, but there's another aspect of family that is also present, and I think that's frustration. Frustration when it comes to families. Joy, anger, disappointment, hurt, care, kindness. All these emotions get smushed together. And not necessarily in any particular kind of sequence, because when it comes to family, well, they all just kind of clump and collide with each other. Sometimes these responses and these emotions happen with us and members of our family. Paul was very certainly aware about families. And I want to invite you to open up your Bibles, if you have them, to Romans chapter 9. And in Romans 9, I want to direct you, first of all, to verse 2, where Paul says these very important words. He says, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Now, I want to grant you that this and these words are kind of tough to deal with. But I want to share with you that Paul is angry. Not only is he angry, he's lamenting. You see, as Paul writes this letter to the Christians in Rome, remember this is the book of Romans, he is writing in a city called Corinth, which is in Greece. The year is around 57 AD. And Paul is on his third missionary journey, and Paul is getting ready to go back to Jerusalem, where he's going to be facing not only the Jews that he's talking to in Rome, but there's a great part of his Jewish family back in Jerusalem, where he came from. And you have to know that Paul was a Jew. And he was a Pharisee. And Paul was trained in a very diligent and wonderful way. He was smart. He was educated. And he was trained in the very best traditions of the Jews. But he also knew that the Jews were his family. And he also knew that sometimes they, his own family, would give him the very most trouble. And here's a point. Many parents would gladly substitute themselves when they see their child in pain. I can't tell you how many times when I have heard parents tell me that they would gladly trade places when their children have to go through a debilitating kind of illness or some tragedy. Maybe you've said it or have heard it said before, because nobody likes seeing a child being hurt or having to go through times of extreme hardship. And that's why Paul said in our text here, for I wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. You see, that's what families do. They wish that they could trade places with somebody else. And the fact of it is that why would Paul want to trade places? Because Paul has received Jesus and his family of faith, his brothers, his sisters, have not. They've rejected Jesus. And yet, family is family. We're stuck with them. We don't choose our families, right? I would say that church families have their issues at times as well. As much as we would like to believe that the church is made up of only the best kind of people, I think we have to be honest, right? Can we have a little space for grace right now? And to say that God has intended for all kinds of people to be part of his church. Are you ready? I mean, can you accept that? As a matter of fact, God has said that within the church, there are all kinds of people. People that we would love to meet and associate with, and those people who rub against us, those people who challenge us. We might find people who actually gossip in the church. We might find people who actually disrupt or engage in disagreements with us. And it happens in every church family. So when Paul speaks about his temple friends or his synagogue friends as his family members, I think you and I can relate to this. In verse 1 of chapter 9, he says, I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms this by the Holy Spirit. You see, Paul's Jewish family was giving him a hard time, even from afar. They were giving him a hard time. They were saying bad things about him. They were spreading rumors around him. They were saying that Paul was deserting his faith family, that he was adopting new practices, and that he was doing something very nasty called allowing Gentiles to be part of the faith family. And that was shocking. What Paul recognized about his faith family ought to encourage us today, however, in that like Paul, we all find it sometimes to describe our church families. Over the years, I've been blessed to be a part of a number of church families. and sometimes that's kind of a nice thing, you know, because if I were to ask you to, you know, say what you really think about Hope Lutheran Church, you know, you might not want to say it on a microphone, right? And this lady over here, she knows all. She could tell us a lot of stories, I'm sure. In the church, we come across all kinds of people. Jokesters. Love the jokesters, don't you? People who are servants. You find a lot of those people in the church. Some people seem only come out when there's food being served at church. Can you imagine such a thing? And then there are people who are only concerned about one thing that they have a particular interest in. Might be the budget. Might be the condition of the cushions that are around the altar. You never know what that one issue might be, but there are those single issue people in the church, and that one issue seems to rule it all. I have seen some people move away from a church because they didn't get along with certain people within the church, okay? And then I've seen that when they went to that other church, guess what? Anybody guess what? They find those same kind of people in the next church. So it actually happens that way. And I believe God has put us together, all different kinds of people, so that we can grow in faith together, okay? And yet, here's the thing. We say we love God, and we do, but loving God means also loving each other. And so God puts us together, all these different kinds of people, and one of the beauties that God has done for us is that he allows us to live together, to spiritually grow together. And it's not always easy, but sharing our faith, being able to get along with one another isn't always easy. Just like a family. Families try their best to get along with each other, but sometimes it is hard. And for Paul, what hurt him the very, very most was that his family rejected Jesus. And that really hurt him big time. And this rejection is the source of Paul's sorrow and anguish. The people who should have recognized that Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies said, nah, that he wasn't. And so Paul is greatly distressed by that decision. And he makes it quite clear that he would do almost anything that he could if only his family would receive Christ. Now, in many ways, this whole discussion or some of the words that we hear in this passage in Romans may not make exact sense to us because we don't come from a Jewish mindset and a Jewish culture. There may be a few of us who have that heritage among us, but you see, the Jewish people have this sense of culture. They have this sense of family and belonging. And as a Jew, they would want to be reminded of who they were and how God has been with them through the ages. You and I might think more about how we have been connected to Jesus through our life. Jews would take on history even before Jesus' time. And for Paul, he was trying to share with the Jewish people not only how important Jesus was to be adopted into the Jewish heritage, but that Jesus was actually the promised Messiah. And so regarding the Jews, Jesus says to them, to them belongs the adoption, who were selected to be God's chosen people. And to us, as Christians, the adoption, which makes us the family of God. To them belongs the Shekinah, the continuing presence of God among the chosen people. To us belongs the glory on the promise of Christ that he is with us always, even to the ends of the age. To them, we need to remember the promise of covenants that he made with Noah, with Abraham, and with Moses. And to us as God's own chosen people, the covenant of Jesus. To them, the giving of the law and how important that was, and to us as Christians, our freedom from the law. To them belong the promises when God speaks and says, I will be your God and you will be my people. God says to that in holy baptism. To them belong the patriarchs. To us belong the apostles, the disciples, and Jesus himself. And to all of us, both Jews and Christians, belong the confrontation or the decision that must be made. Will we accept what God has promised us? Will we accept our adoption as children of God? Will we be a part of the family of Christ? I believe it's time to pray for our families today. There are people in our families who do not know Christ. There are people who need the hope that you and I have, okay? There are people in our families who are hurting right now. And there are people in our families who may even be hurting us and one another. It's time to pray. And there are people in our families, just like Paul's family, who are having difficulty accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is why we come together, to pray. To pray for our families. And we also come to pray for our church family too, because our church family needs encouragement. Here we are in this corona time, and you know, we've got these masks on, we're doing all this distancing kind of stuff. The whole world is just kind of lopsided right now. And our church is here. And maybe we're limping a little bit right now, just like the rest of the world is limping right now. But we are committed to sharing the good news of Jesus. We have a school that's going to be starting up pretty soon. We need to pray for our mission together, to share that word of Christ so that it touches lives. More than us, to impact our community, because we know that in the beginning and in the end, it's not really about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen.